We have a new food project at Morning Edition. It's called Cook Your Cupboard. We launched it earlier this month. We asked people to go send us photos of up to 3 food items that they had hanging around their kitchen and they weren't sure what to make with. Well, it is time for our first radio segment of Cook Your Cupboard, where we get chefs to offer their expert advice to one lucky Cook Your Cupboard submitter. Our first chef is one of this program's favorite chefs, Nigella Lawson, who joins us from the BBC in London. Good morning, Nigella.
Good morning.
Thanks again for being here.
It's always a pleasure, you know that.
I want to introduce you to the lucky person who submitted a photo from her pantry. Her name is Marcy Meisner, and she's on the line with us from her home in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Marcy, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Hi, Marcy. Hi, nice to speak to you. I'm afraid they've sold you a pup in me. I'm not actually a chef. I'm a home cook. But never mind. I'll do my best not to disappoint you.
Well, I haven't stopped smiling since I learned I'd get to talk to you. I'm so thank you for this.
And where do you do your shopping? Where are you buying these items, Marcy?
Sault Ste. Marie is a pretty small town. There's no big box stores. There's no Trader Joe or anything. We've got the farmer's market, which is wonderful. And, of course, it gears up more in the summertime.
And you have your own garden, too.
I do. It gets bigger every year.
Fantastic.
And, Marcy, what has you in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan up there on the Canadian border?
My husband's in the Border Patrol, so we moved up here 10 years ago. He's from Michigan, so we moved up to be a little closer to home. We lived for 7 years in the desert southwest in the Imperial Valley in California.
Wow. So you stay on the edges of the country.
Yeah.
That's a big change.
It really was. The winters are kind of long, so I do a lot of stuff to keep myself busy through the winter. Cooking is kind of my outlet. It's the way I keep my mind busy through the day.
It's a good outlet.
Yes, I'm the same as you. I understand exactly.
Marcy, remind me of the 3 items that you have there in your cupboard.
Apple cider vinegar, almond milk, and the dried red beans.
Okay. And Nigella, any thoughts on what Marcy can do with that eclectic mix of items?
Well, it is quite difficult. I have been trying to see if there's anything I could use all 3 of these ingredients in. I sometimes do a vegetarian chili, and I use larger red beans, but small beans would be absolutely great. Cook them really quite a long time with some garlic and onions, red bell peppers, whatever spicing you like. I tend to go for the coriander, cumin, cardamom axis. Add some chopped tomatoes. Now, I cook that for a long time, and I add just a tablespoonful of cocoa to give that sort of bitterness. Now, I cook it in a huge pan, and then later on, I make a cornbread topping. In other words, so you've got the complete meal. You might want a salad on the side. Now, I was wondering, normally when you make cornbread, or at least I do, I use buttermilk. You can make buttermilk out of regular milk just by having a cup of milk and adding a teaspoon of your cider vinegar, any vinegar would do, and leaving it for 5 minutes. Now, I wonder if you could use the almond milk in the same way, in which case I would not add, normally I add a teeny bit of honey to cornbread, but I wouldn't because almond milk is very sweet. And it seems to me then you could do a pretty well of a whole complete dish using your very strange and not entirely compatible trio of ingredients.
Something delicious from a strange and not entirely compatible trio. Are you taking notes, Marcy?
I am.
But otherwise, I was also thinking of a relish. Make a tangy syrup with cider vinegar and sugar and some chopped up red bell peppers. You know, soak and cook your red beans and then put them all together and jar them and leave them for a month. So you've got a relish to have with other foods.
I like the idea.
The only thing I want to say to you, Marcy, about your cider vinegar, I'm a great chutney believer, and all chutney really is produce cooked with sugar, onions, and cider. They're a very good way of using up whatever produce you get that's inexpensive and in season at the farmer's market. Cook it with some chopped onions. I like using brown sugar, but there's no reason why you can't use white sugar. Cider vinegar. And it's always useful to put some apples in because of the various pectin qualities of apples means that whatever you use tends to set.
That sounds delicious. And Marcy, you do your own canning and jarring and everything, right? I mean, you could make some chutney in bulk.
I do. And I've never made chutney before. I think that would be interesting.
You know, I'd have thought you could make a rather delicious bean mash. I would cook them and I would mash them as if you were making hummus, say, but using your red beans. And then I would spread that on some small little bits of bread. So you've got almost like crostini, like the Italians have, or bruschetta. Yes. You would eat quite healthily and it would taste delicious. I think people often use health as an excuse for not providing good enough food. All food should be good. And all food, if it's real food, is healthy.
Yes. I agree with you completely.
Nigella, is this a strange thing we're asking you to do, or do you as a chef often, pick up little things that are hanging around and come up with something new and weird to make?
Constantly. Monday is, generally speaking, my fridge clear-out day. I kind of feel that anything you've got left over that's maybe a bit past its best, as long as it's not actually poisonous, don't worry, everyone, I chop up, I put it in a roasting tin, and I roast everything together. And it's just makes life easier. And also, the roast vegetables, I should say, are also great because kids love it on pasta.
Nigel, I'm glad we have your endorsement for this project. This has been
it's
a lot of fun.
Very close to my heart, because that, to me, your project is what real cooking is about. It's not about going out shopping for a new recipe every time you cook. It's about opening your cupboards and opening your fridge and going from there.
Marcy, we have quite a list here from Nigel Lawson. What is at the top of your list? What did you hear that you're just going to dive into the kitchen and start making?
I like the chutneys, and I like the idea of making a relish from the beans and the vinegar.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And before we go, is Nigella still there?
I am.
My 9-year-old daughter had to go to school today. I made her go to school, but she wanted more than anything to tell you that she said hello.
Oh, will you say hello back and that you're a very cruel mother?
I will make sure they all know that. Thank you.
Making kids go to school, that's terrible.
I know. I never heard of such rot.
Marcy, thanks so much for being part of this. And happy cooking.
Thank you so much. This has been just so exciting.
It's been a lot of fun. Nigel Lawson, thank you again for being on Morning Edition. We love having you.
Thank you.
And our next round of Cook Your Cupboard is actually already up and running if you want to be part of it. This time we're asking for a spice that you have in your spice cabinet that you can't really figure out what to do with. If you have some garam masala or some bay leaves hanging around that you never touch, go to npr.org/cupboard, show us a photo, and you'll get advice on your spice from fellow home cookers. You might even get to come on with one of our chefs. Well, if that didn't make you hungry for breakfast, this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
I'm Steve Inskeep.